Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
One of my big coaching points, I believe, more so than anything in the world, that when two forces collide, there's an opportunity for one force to steal energy. We coach this here. We're trying to do everything we can to be able to take energy from our opponent so that by the time we get to that third and fourth quarter, we're playing much more physical, being much more dominant because we've actually physically drained our opponent.
Today's clinic series is a segment from the fourth annual Lawrence First and Goal Clinic with Garrett Tujay, the offensive line coach for NC State. In the short segment, Coach Tujay shares his insights and strategies related to offensive line play. He emphasizes the importance of attributes like toughness and selflessness in players and discusses teaching methods, including utilizing technology. He emphasizes the need for continuous learning and adaptation in coaching practices and finishes up with a concept he calls stealing energy from opponents to gain a physical advantage in the fourth quarter. Get access to this talk and all the talks from Lawrence First and Goal Clinic, plus the spring series sessions, which begin April 10th with Minnesota head coach PJ Fleck. It's part of the Lawrence First and Goal premium membership. Upcoming sessions include Kansas head coach Lance Leipold and Washington Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. The link to this is in the show notes. What you see on tape is a direct reflection of what you teach and how you teach. Video is important, but if you don't teach well, you're not going to like what you see on your video. First Down Playbook has been helping coaches teach better for 13 years. It allows you to present installs, playbooks, and practice cards in half the time with NFL quality. Coaching tools like video pairing, a player app, practice schedules, and wristband sheets have made First Down Playbook a program management system with everything in one place. If you're in a position of leadership with your football program, receive a free one-week look at First Down Playbook. Call them at 512-814-6158. Or visit them on their website or social media. Mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code COACH24 to receive a $100 discount off the normal $700 First Down Playbook team membership price. Links and the phone number are in the show notes. As coaches, we know that some of the biggest hurdles to our team's success can come from off the field. Your team needs support to tackle the endless list of expenses, uniforms, training equipment, travel, and more. But raising that money can feel like a full-time job. Thankfully, there's Vertical Raise. Vertical Raise is the premier online fundraising platform using innovative technology to create the easiest and most efficient system available. Raise more money in less time with a local fundraising coach who works with your team every step of the way to customize the ideal fundraiser. With options for online donations, digital discount cards, premium product sales, and even spirit shops, Vertical Raise has top-of-the-line solutions for every fundraising style. To find out more, visit verticalraise.com and we'll get you connected with an exclusive offer on your first fundraiser.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day. Jump on and get this going. Again, honored to have been asked to do this. Have learned a lot from these clinics over the last few years. So looking forward to spreading my knowledge as well. Again, and as you do this, my hope is that you get one thing out of this, that you're able to add value to your program with. Again, these are the things that work for us offensively here at NC State. And again, like I said, if there's any questions throughout this, you know, please don't hesitate to ask as we're going through this. I think anytime we have a chance to interact, the more learning will take place. And so I always like to start with this slide when I'm given the opportunity to do these clinics. You know, again, who are we as an offensive line? I fully believe that if there were more offensive linemen on this planet, it'd be a better place to live. And so we talk a lot about being selfless here at NC State. A lot of times coaches will ask me all the time, man, so what is it that you're looking for when you recruit players to your program? I mean, obviously there's key indicators, but for me, a big piece, and it might even be more so than some measurable things, is being tough. You know, I've been blessed. I've coached a lot of great players. I had a 6-foot center who made the 53-man roster for the Chiefs. And again, it just, because he was a tough sucker. So we're leaders. The thing that I talk about a lot with us is big man lead. And so we're leading. We're always finishing everything we do. We finish downfield. We finish in a good football position, right? And I think just anything in this profession, man, if you feel like you've learned it all, you need to get out of the game, right? Because again, no player or coach, in my opinion, knows it all. We can all learn together. Here's the thing with me and my teaching progressions. So I know there's a lot of bad feelings about how things went down in COVID. I was at a different institution when COVID first hit, and we were not allowed to be in meeting rooms. And so one of the greatest things that we came up with, we went to our indoor, and I know some of us don't have that, but maybe we have like a gym, and I'd have a screen. I had two big screens in the indoor that we went to as offensive linemen. So we would get up and we'd talk about it so my guys would hear it. Remember, you got all different types of learners in your room, right? And you probably have the most amount of players in your room on the team. Then we'll see it, write it, and we'd go through that. And I would never meet for more than 20, 25 minutes and then turn around right into our indoor and we'd go through the drill work, or we'd go through and walk through a blitz or a scheme. And again, just getting dudes off their feet, get them out of a cold, dark room and get them off their feet. If you got an area within walking distance, man, you're bouncing back and forth through that. So we walk through it, right? And then we'll actually do it. So I've got methods that I've used that I've developed over the last 30 plus years to help me put my players in the best possible position. So that's kind of my teaching progression. I don't like to sit in a room. You know, my ADHD takes off after 20, 25 minutes. So I know my players are struggling as well. These are some things that we talk about, right, on being an efficient run blocker. And this adds up to my, you know, to my gap screen drills. Obviously, knowing your landmark, right? What's your target? Where are we trying to put the ball? Is it a zone scheme where there's multiple options, right? Or is it an actual gap scheme or an actual ISO type deal where we're targeted, right? Striking from low to high. We have buzzwords in our program we talk about all the time, hairline under the chin, right? And again, anytime, most of the time, 99% of the time, if you've got that leverage, you're going to end up winning that block, right? Feet must be on the ground on contact. Talk a lot about, you know, having both feet in the ground. The worst blocker is a single leg blocker, right? We have talk about that quite a bit. And then with our tight hands, right, working through our wrists above the elbow, elbows tight. Those are some key buzzwords that we talk about as well. And then foot and drive contact, accelerate through the feet through the contact. Heel replaces the toe when we drive off defenders, right? And again, like I said earlier, we always are trying to finish in a great football position. Coach the crap out of it. Even an individual, making sure we finish in a good position. So if a player is too high and they finish in a good football position, they've getting automatic feedback right now on they got to play lower longer. Hopefully that makes sense. You know, a lot of times people coach, how do you coach your stance? And early on in my career, I was like, everybody's got to be this, everybody's got to be that. And again, each single one of my guys is built differently, right? Some guys have a little bit wider stance. Some guys have a narrower stance. I think, you know, anywhere else on the field, I think we're the only guys that have to go in every single direction from the same stance. So we want it to be uniform and the same, unless it's an obvious, you know, fourth and goal or third and short, obvious passing situation, then our stances may vary. But I don't mess around with their stance unless they're struggling, stepping under themselves or not gaining enough ground or gaining too much ground. But usually these are some key guidelines that I go with. But again, each one of my guys, as you'll see on film here, they have a little bit different stance. But my philosophy with that is 100% letting them be in the best, most comfortable stance to be the most productive, right? Because that's what it comes down to, is productivity. And so I created these rules, probably about 10 years ago. And I know we've all had that one player, right, that has that question just out of left field. And, you know, okay, coach, what if a Martian lands on the 50-yard line, right? How do you want me to? And you're like, oh my. So I had this kid, great kid, good player for me. But in order for him to ask me a question, he had to ask Chris first, and Chris had to okay whether or not he could ask me that question. And so going through and coaching him, I always talked about these run rules, right? You have your scheme and everything is targeted correctly. But again, it comes down to sometimes the defense misaligns or is wrong. And so we talk a lot about always protect the inside, right? Always protect the inside. Then we want to work level one to level two. We want to get the ball at least back, no negative plays, get the ball at least back to the line of scrimmage. And then we'll always take color. We don't pass color, opposite color jerseys. So these rules have been really effective for me. So when Joe would go, coach, when a Martian lands, like, Joe, which rule applies, right? So he could answer those questions before it got to me. So we have I don't know how many of you guys are hunters or bow hunters, but we have a protocol or a mantra, you will, that we'll go through, okay? So we'll finish a play, and I talk a lot about my guys breathing. Breathe, right? Get the air in, get the bat out, right? Learn from the last play. Then they'll get the call, right? Whether it's in the huddle or if we're going up tempo, they'll get the call. And the first thing they want to think about, right, where do I need to put my feet? Where do I need to put my hands? And where's my helmet leverage, right? Each one of those is coached in the run game. And a little bit more specifically, as we talk about gap scheme, and I think this will help as we watch film, you'll see feet, hands, hat, right? Okay, then the ball snapped and it's step, strike, strain. So they have this mantra that they go through, right? And then it recycles and repeats. It's the same, right, for our pass pro. Feet, hands, hat, ball snap, step, strike, strain. And these guidelines have really helped my guys be able to play more efficiently, quicker, and be able to get after it a little bit better. So hopefully that makes sense, right? One of my big coaching points, I believe, right, more so than anything in the world, that when two forces collide, there's an opportunity for one force to steal energy. And, we coach this here. We're trying to do everything we can, right, to be able to take energy from our opponent so that by the time we get to that third and fourth quarter, we're playing much more physical, being much more dominant because we've actually physically drained our opponent. So back in 21, had a really good, my left tackle, really good player, but he had 9 dead ball personal penalties called because of him, right? So 9 15-yard gains. So those were explosive plays, right, throughout the course of 12 games because he would steal energy from an opponent, right? Whether it was in a run game or pass, little extra touch, or he'd scrape paint, getting downfield and cut off a D end and slam, you know, put his back to him. The D end would slam right into the back of him. You know, defensive guys have struggle with controlling their emotions, and they just punch him in the back of the head. And he got pretty good at the crow hop first down. It was impressive. So we talk about stealing energy from our opponent, a big, big, big thing for us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here are Winning Edge takeaways and ideas for implementation. 1. Emphasize finish. While every play has plenty of detail, winning or losing a play can come down to how it is finished, and a player can win back that play in how he finishes. Coach 2J makes finish a part of everything they do, and it gets coached in every single rep. 2. Think out your rules in detail and plan for contingencies. A big part of the player mindset today is they want to know why. Planning out all of the answers which legitimately occur can help to create a better understanding for your players and give the why and the how on every play. This in turn leads to more confident play and execution. 3. Evolve your teaching methods. The pandemic created an opportunity for everyone to rethink how they do things. It's something as a coach that you need to evaluate all of the time. To be successful and reach all of your goals as a coach, you want to constantly be refining your methods, especially with how rapidly the changes in the game and technology seem to come. Be sure to check out the Lawrence First and Goal membership, which includes their new spring series starting April 10th with head coach PJ Fleck, followed by Lance Leipold, head coach of Kansas, and Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders. More coaches will be added here soon. The link to that is in the show notes. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com and follow us on X at Coach K Grabowski.